If you have your Bible, Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21. And the Bible says, when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, there will come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives. Then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and the colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strode them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. I want to preach this morning for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this question. Who is this? Amen. They asked this question in verse number 10. And they'd come in and said, there's a great movement there. There was a stirring. And now that word movement is just like an earthquake, a stirring. It was a shaking people up when Jesus come into Jerusalem. And they asked the question. They were moved and they said, who is this? Now the question was, who is this? I believe there's a whole lot of people today that's asking that question, who is this? Who is this Jesus of Nazareth? Who is this man? Who is this one that come in, praise God, riding on the foal of an ass? Who is this Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Who is this man that everybody stopped to look at? Who is this man, praise God, that got the attention of a whole city? Who is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? But the sad part is, just like today, they missed the answer. They asked the question, but the answer was not right. In verse 11, that's what you said. This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. They said, hey, who is it? They said, well, he's that prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. I want to say he was, but praise God, he was far more than that. He was far more than a prophet. He was God incarnate. He was God on the earth. He was your God and my God, and he has come to do business. And now people was appraising him. The Bible said a great multitude of folks come to praise him, to magnify him and lift him up. But I'm glad today, praise God, I know who he is. I know the one that we praise. I know the one that we worship. Praise God. Hey, listen, the answer that they had was right. Truth was there. But they didn't get the whole volume of the book. If they realized the whole truth and nothing but the truth, praise God, it would have stirred in their hearts. There'd have never been a question again who Jesus was. I want to say today, young, they should never be a question in your and my heart who Jesus is. He's the Messiah of God. He's the promise of God. He's the anointed one of God. He's the one that came to seek and to save that was lost. He come that all might repent and be saved. Amen. They should have knew this. Amen. We should know that. We should know in her heart who Jesus is. But notice what they said in verses 4 and 5. He said, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon a colt, the foal of an ass. So they had the word of God. It was prevalent. It was there. But praise God, what happened is they just missed it. If you look over in Zechariah chapter number 9, you'll see the truth here. And truth always makes you free. Praise God, they should have known the one that was coming. The answer that they should have had is this is the Messiah of God. This is the promised seed of God. This is the one that God Almighty had promised he'd send. Ain't you glad, praise God, that God don't renege when he makes you a promise? Praise God, he'll fulfill his promise to you and me. Zechariah chapter number 9, verse number 9. Number 9, he said, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation." Glory, hallelujah, ain't you glad for salvation? I'm glad I got a know-so salvation. You say, how do you know? Because I know the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's the Lord and Savior of my soul. I praise God He come to where I was when I couldn't get to Him, and He died for my sins on the cross of Calvary. He stayed on there till the work was finished. He didn't quit in the middle of the job. But praise God, He stayed till He got her done. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, having salvation lowly and riding upon an ass and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. Amen. So we see the Bible here. Praise God, if they had been paying attention when they asked the question, who is this? They should have known who He was. Praise God, they should have been magnifying Him, lifting Him up, because they knew who He was. Amen. We can praise God, lift Him up, magnify Him all the time. But praise the Lord, it's time that we knew who Jesus was. Amen. We need to teach our children today who Jesus was, who Jesus is, and who Jesus is going to be, praise God, throughout eternity. I'm glad He's somebody that never stops being. I'm glad He's somebody that wasn't somebody that was, but He is, praise God. I'm glad today, church, that Jesus Christ is the is of my life. Amen. Praise God. He is the Lamb of God. John said it takes away the sin of the world. Amen. But we see the Bible tells us here in verse 8 and 9, the question that it asked, He said, that great multitude spread those garments, their garments in a way. Others cut branches from the trees and strode them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. They said, glory, hallelujah. Blessed is the one. Hosanna. Save now, Lord. They were saying it. But I'm thinking that the whole lot of them was like a whole lot of the world today. They say it, but they don't really mean it. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? I say, people want to be saved, and we say we want to live for Jesus, but we won't allow Jesus to live for us. We won't allow Him to live in our hearts. We won't allow Him to live in our lives. We won't allow Him to take us and touch us and help us day by day. We'll say that we love Jesus. We'll praise Him like we do. But sometimes I wonder, do they really love Jesus? Amen. Sometimes I believe it's just a head knowledge, but not a heart knowledge. You say, what makes you say that? Because we're a whole lot like these people of Jesus' day. He said, a great multitude. They come and they strode their garments. They cut branches. They laid down palm branches in the way as they come. And they cried out and they worshiped and they praised God. They praised the Lord Jesus Christ. A multitude went before Him and that followed. Hey, can you just see this? Jesus is coming in, riding on that little lowly donkey, and His multitude goes before Him, and they're throwing these branches in the way, laying and praise God, making a path, if you will. Praise God for Jesus to come, and these others coming behind Him, and they're saying, glory, hallelujah, in the highest. Praise His holy name. Hosanna in the highest. Glory to God. They're lifting Him up. They're magnifying His name. They're praising Him. Praise God. But do they really know what they're doing? I'm wondering today, church, if we really know what we're doing when we're praising the Lord and magnifying His name. We ought to be lifting Him up, because not because of what we got in our head, but what we got in our hearts. Amen. 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 They should have realized who this was. Zechariah had already told them, praise God, how to expect Him to come. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that I know that Jesus Christ, the Messiah of God, come. He was born he was laid in a manger in Bethlehem, Judea. He grew up, praise God, and He died on the cross of Calvary for your sins and mine, because that's just what He did. Amen. So we see Him as He comes through. He comes up and He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's magnified and the people believe Him. But see, there's something that was missing. If you look over in Psalms chapter 118. In Psalms 118, the Bible says this in verse 26. He said, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. So they said, we see them here as they're lifting up God and they're praising Him. Amen. They're magnifying the God of heaven. They're lifting Him up. But praise God, they was doing the same thing that they said over here in Jerusalem as Jesus come in. They was praising His, worshiping. But I believe they remembered this verse. But I believe they forgot the ones that come before. Hey, if you look at verse 22 and verse 23, He said, the stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in her sight. Praise God. They seen, they knew the word of God had spoke, and they got part of it. But I won't say today, if you're going to be saved and you're going to love the Lord and you're going to get help from God, we got to take it as a whole. Praise God. We got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord. The Bible says in verse 20 that this is the gate of the Lord. Praise God. Jesus is the gate. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. He said, if you're going to get in, you got to receive the Son. Praise God. And when we receive the Son, it's not a head knowledge. It's not just knowing Him in your brain. It's not just book knowledge, but it's a love of God. It's knowledge in your heart that'll save you. Praise God for His marvelous glory. Amen. Amen. Knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior makes all the difference. See, what happened, they had missed it. They believed the prophecy, but they had missed part of it. Amen. He said those that would disallow, those that would disregard the stones, He said they would refuse it because at the head of the corner, praise God, that's who Jesus is. He's that chief cornerstone. He's that building block. And if you don't have a building block, today you're building on shifting sand. You're building on unstable foundation. Praise God. What they was building on is just a bunch of spirituality. Praise God, without the Spirit of God. We've got to have the Lord today, youngins. We've got to have the Spirit of God and the truth of God and the Word of God. It all ties together and makes us children of God. Amen. We belong to Him today. That ought to be an exciting thing. Amen. We're bebopping around this world looking for everything in the world, chasing after everything in the world, trying to find something that's interesting to us. I want to say, praise God, the most interesting thing that we have is the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. What He done for us on the cross of Calvary, they should have realized what was taking place. They should have realized the day that God had made. Amen. Hello? Amen. In the volume of the book, the Bible said that Jesus said, in the Bible of the book, it's written of Him. It's written of me. To know Him, praise God. So He's become that head of the corner. See, they overlooked the prophecy that God had given them. Amen. When they missed verses 22 and 23. But they also missed the prophecy God gave them when they said verse 24. He said, this is the day which the Lord hath made. Well, I've read that a whole lot of time, Brother Jeff, but I will tell you what. When He's talking about the day, He's talking about a big day. He's not talking about any day. Amen. But He's talking about the day. He's talking about the day, like you, if you will, praise God. It's that day when Jesus Christ would come and He'd present Himself to a lost and a dying world. And He'd say, hey, listen, if you'll receive me, praise God, I'll come to you. And praise God, you'll receive me. I'll receive you unto myself. And said, one day where I am, there you'll be also. If you'll just receive me. I see they was looking to Him. They was praising Him. But they missed verse 24, praise God, when they said, this is the day. When Jesus mounted up on the Mount of Olives and He headed down through there on that colt, the foal of an ass, praise God, He come down through there to be received as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Until we receive Him, youngins, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, praise God, we have nothing but praise the Lord. Hey, glory, when we receive Him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, praise God, we get it all. Amen. 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 Praise His holy name. What a Savior, what a Lord we have. When we receive Him as our Lord and Savior, the Lord asked a question. The Lord asked a question in Matthew 21, in verse 24, or verse 42. Jesus said unto them, Did ye never read in the Scriptures? Now listen, Jesus asked, have you never read in the Scriptures? Have you never seen in the Word of God? Let me just stop right here and say this. Everything that's happening around us today, the Lord God of heaven has told us about. Everything that's happening is coming to pass before our eyes. We're getting to be partakers in it. We're getting to see this as believers. Amen. Last days of dispensation of grace is upon us. But praise God, we're getting to see these things, he said, as they begin to come to pass. He said, we just need to lift up our eyes and look up because our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Time when Jesus has come back. He said, did you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our sight. Amen. He said, this is what God has done. Praise God. God has made. He said, this day. This is the day that the Lord made. He didn't say it was a day. He said, this is the day. The day that Jesus Christ would march into glory. Praise God. Would march into Jerusalem with glory. Amen. I want to say that. Where's your Jerusalem at today? Amen. The people of God. The people that should be looking for him. Jesus asked that question. Have you never read in the scriptures? Do you not know the Savior? Amen. Become the Savior of the world. Come to seek and to save those that was lost. Amen. That he might call them unto himself, that they might be saved. Praise his holy name. I'm glad he did, ain't you? But the Lord's a telling him here, praise God. He said, listen, said hey, beware of knowing the Bible and not knowing the Lord. There's a whole lot of people in the world today that know the Bible. I had a fellow stand the other day and just quote verse after verse from me, Brother Jeff. But he did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. I mean, he could quote it just what the devil can too. Amen. But he's not saved. Because he don't believe it. Amen. If he believed the Bible, if he believed the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, praise God, the devil would be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, today is the day of salvation. Salvation has come to men. Amen. If you look at Acts chapter number 3. In Acts chapter number 3, the Bible says this. Acts chapter number 3 and verse 19. He says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And you shall see, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution. That restoration process, praise God, is made possible by the Lord Jesus Christ when he come to seek and to save the lost, to save us from our sins, to save us unto God. That needed to be reconciled was reconciled by Jesus Christ, the Lord. There's no other way under heaven to be saved, to be reconciled to God than through Jesus Christ, his Son. By which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. He said, it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. He said, listen, what God has done, praise God, he's made a way to be restored to God. He said, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if we know him in the free pardon of sin, we can be saved. He said, these folks knew who he was. They should have known who he was. It wasn't just a head knowledge. It should have been a heart knowledge. They should have been longing in their hearts. I don't know about you, but the day I long in my heart to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, where he is. Praise God, he's the God of glory. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's sitting in heaven. He's sitting in a place prepared. Glory, hallelujah, for those that are prepared for that place. And I'm excited about being there with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, you. We want to go to heaven, but we don't. A lot of times we don't want to go today. Amen.
But praise God, if it's today, praise God, it's the opportunity that God's made us to be with Him. You say, well, I'll miss this old world. No, we won't. Praise the Lord. It'd be a whole lot better over yonder.
Amen.
Amen. It'd be a whole lot better on the other side. It'd be a whole lot better in glory. There'd be no pain or sorrow or sickness, death or dying, praise God. They'll be just rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Throughout eternity, God said He'd make a way. Praise God. He would be that way. See, we'd be with Him. But He was in our midst and they knew Him not. I wonder today how many times the Lord is in our midst and we know Him not. We don't see Him, praise God, because we ain't a-looking. I believe we ought to be like old David. He is a-looking to the hills from which cometh His help. Amen. His help comes from where? From the Lord. Let me just read that to you right quickly. Psalm chapter 121. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. I praise God. Sounds to me like the Word that John said. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, Word with God, and the Word was God. All things made with made by Him, without Him was not anything made as made. I'm glad, glory be to God, if they had just looked up to the hills, which cometh their help, you know who they'd seen. If me and you just look up and look up to the hills, which cometh their help, you know who we'll see. We'll see the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, the trouble, the turmoil, the things that we go through in this world. If we keep a looking at Him, we'll keep seeing Him. But glory, hallelujah, if we'll keep a, if we'll look past Him and we'll look to the hills, we'll look to the Savior, praise God. Then we'll see the Savior large and in charge. Glory, hallelujah. And all the troubles, all the trials of this world, they'll get smaller and He'll get bigger, and they'll get smaller and He'll get bigger. And one day, praise God, in a little while, we'll step out of here and step into His presence and be with Him where He is, and we'll be with Him forever. All those things will be behind.
Amen.
We worry and fret over them. A lot of times we worry and fret a whole lot about things that we can't do nothing about. Amen. But if they would have knew it, they'd have listened, they'd have loved the Lord Jesus Christ like He loved them. They'd have looked to those hills, they'd have seen Him coming, and they'd recognized and realized who He was. Great multitude gathered together, praising Him, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Sounds like they knew who He was. Blessed is He that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Sounds like they knew, Brother Bill, who He was. Sounds like they was praising and worshiping God. But in the very next verse, verse 10, they said, who is this? I'm afraid that's what's happening in the world today. They should have seen His coming. They should have seen this day. The Bible said in Psalm 118:24, said, this is the day. Amen. They should have been a-looking for that day. They should have been a-looking for that man, and not just any man. They should have been looking for that prophet. Oh, yeah, but far more than a prophet. Amen. He was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the God incarnate in the flesh. He was the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He was God Almighty. Praise God, sent down from the portals of glory to walk on this earth. A perfect spotless man. A perfect sinless man who would walk this world for you and walk this world for me. Praise God, without spot and without blemish, so that we can look to Him, the author and finish for faith, so that we can walk the same way.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to live in sin. Amen. We can live in Jesus. Amen. He lifts us up. He helps us. He came. He offered Himself. Praise God that through Him we might be saved. Jesus come that day to offer Himself as the King of Israel. Amen. He come to offer Himself up. Amen. That's what Jesus come to earth for, by the way. Jesus come to earth. Listen to me. Jesus come to earth to offer Himself a sacrifice for sin. He come to offer Himself a sacrifice for sinners. For you and me.
Amen.
The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all need to be saved. What's that mean? It means we not only know about who Jesus is. It's not church. It's not just about a head knowledge. But it's about a heart knowledge. It's about knowing Him as your Lord and your Savior. Being able to say within yourself, in the innermost part of your being, that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for me. Amen. To be able to say it with confidence and mean it. Praise the Lord. That's what it means. Who is this man? Jesus, the Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, the Christ of God. He offered Himself. They asked Him, who is it? He's the Redeemer of men. Colossians 1:14 said, the Son of God, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is it? It's the Redeemer. Amen. The one that redeemed us, the one that paid the price. You are on the auction block of sin. And the devil's a bidding you off to the highest bidder. Said, who'll take him? Who'll take her? Who'll have this person? Going once, going twice. And Jesus stepped out and He says, I'll take them. I'll pay the price for their sin.
Amen.
Past, present, future, God said, I'll take their sin. I'll become sin for them. I'll pay the full price. And you were taken off of that auction block. When you receive Him, He receives you. Amen. Pardon paid in full on the cross of Calvary. You don't have to die and go to hell lost without God. Amen. You can be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ because He paid the price for you. I can see the Savior today as He's standing, as He was standing that day on the Mount of Olives. He was looking off into the city and He was looking around. And oh, how His heart was broken because they was, He said, the Bible says in Luke 18, said, when Jesus comes, will He find faith? He's talking about faithful people, people who truly believe, who stay constant in their faith, walking with God. Seems like in the world we live in today, church people, amen, we tend to be, if we ain't careful, we tend to be in and out. Amen. We tend to be warm and cold. Cold and warm. And praise God, we ought to be consistent because we have a consistent Savior. We have a Savior. But who is it? It's Jesus Christ, the righteous, sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. If you got problems, if you have needs, you need to work through things. Praise God, work through it through Him. Call upon Him. Take your supplications to Him. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. God, do you realize God has made, who is it? It's Jesus Christ, has made provision for me and you to march boldly to the throne room of God. To come boldly in prayer and seeking His face and seeking direction and seeking help. But we can't be saying, who is it? We got to be knowing that it's Jesus Christ, our Savior, who made provision for you and me on the cross of Calvary. It's Him that saved us, praise God. And as He said, today is the day. So today, without delay, we ought to come to Lord Jesus Christ. And we ought to walk with Him, talk with Him, stay with Him. Allow Him to be our Lord and our Savior. To refocus us, to give us new attitudes. Amen. Some of our attitudes just rotten.
Amen.
Hello. Hello. Amen. I said some of our attitudes is just rotten. Do we really believe that Jesus Christ, Lord Savior, He can't help us with that? We don't get help because we don't ask. And when we ask in unbelief. But He said if we'll ask anything, believing that we shall receive. That's what God said, not this little preacher. He said, if we ask anything, believing that we shall receive. Who is it that can make that happen? Jesus. Because He's interceding for us. But we got to come to Him without delay. Someday, listen, someday it might be too late. Bible said there was a story over in Genesis 7, about the verse 16, I believe it is, where a fellow named Noah had built an ark to the saving of his people. And he preached and he preached and he preached and nobody was listening. Oh, they heard him. Probably ridiculed him. Probably made fun of him. And he was building a big old boat. And they said, you better get in. It's going to rain. And they say, you crazy old goat. It ain't ever rained. Amen. Back, God would bring the dew up from the earth and He would moisture it like a big old canopy. Amen. And Noah preached and preached, said, just believe on the God of heaven, praise God, it's going to rain, you better get in. Amen. But the Bible said they just made fun of him. They mocked him. He did get his family in. And his boy's wife's got in. That's a whole lot more than most people. Hello? But the Bible says in Genesis 7:16, Brother Jeff, that God shut the door. This is the day. Amen. This is the day of salvation. This is the day to be saved. I didn't say saved. Amen. I said saved. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get in. But those people were foolish. They wouldn't listen to Noah. And one day it was too late. So how do you know? Because the Bible said God, the Lord, shut the door. When the Lord shuts the door, it's too late. Amen. We don't just know who He is. We better believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the Savior of souls. He did come to save mankind, praise God. He did come to save me and you. The Bible tells on another time that there was a wedding party and that the party had begun. Amen. But He said they was some foolish folks that wasn't looking for the bridegroom to come. I said, oh, it may be tomorrow, next week. And they weren't ready. They weren't prepared. Amen. And the Bible said that the door was shut and they couldn't go in. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Who is this man? This man, Jesus, the Savior of the world. Amen. The one that come to seek and save those that was lost. But to a foolish world, He's just foolishness. Just some story. But I want to say today, listen to me, on the authority of God's Word. The one that they say, who is this? Amen. Praise God. He's more than a prophet. He's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John said, who come to take away the sins of the world. He became sin for me and you. Amen. That we might be found without spot or blemish before God. He came, praise God, to reconcile us unto Him, to restore a relationship between humanity and the world. That's what Jesus came to do. We don't need to be asking today, who is it? We ought to be able to tell people today who it is. Amen. Who it is. It's Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. They said, it's Jesus, the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of David. It's easy to say it in your head. It's a whole lot more to say it and believe it in your heart. That Jesus Christ is the Messiah of God. He's that greater Son of David that come to take away the sins of the world, to save old sinners from their sinful ways, to save us from our iniquity. Amen. Receiving the righteousness of God. Ours is His filthy rags. You know, those that they'd used to bind up the wounds of lepers that had to be thrown away. Amen. But Jesus Christ, His righteousness, it's that you can wrap up in, praise God, and it keeps you safe. Amen. Keeps you warm. Amen. Has that warming effect when you need to be warm. Has that cooling effect when you need to be cool. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know if I've ever felt that cooling effect. Oh, yeah. You ever get them goosebumps come up on the back of your neck? Amen. They come up on the back of your neck, praise God, and it's just something it feels like it moves from top of your head to the soles of your feet. Amen. It's that sweet Spirit of God that the Lord gives you because He lives in you. Who is it, praise God, that does that? It's Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Messiah God. He come to seek and to save. He come to be the King of Kings. Amen. The God of glory. But is He the King of Kings, God of glory in your life today? You say, well, I believe so, Pastor. I think so. I hope so. I want to say today, it's a no-so. You say, how do you know? Are you letting Him lead and guide you in your life? Do you have some issues that you need to take care of that you can't get rid of with tissues? Amen. You need somebody to come alongside you and help you. Who is this that can do it? It's Jesus. Jesus can take away those emotions, those things, praise God, that so easily beset us. The anger, the conflict. He gives you that peace of mind. He gives you that, as Brother Charles said, that backup alarm, praise God. that when you go to going off, praise the Lord, it just goes off in you and puts a stop to you, slows you down, pauses you where you have time to reflect and think. James said we have two ears and one mouth. And that mouth has bars of ivory. So what we ought to do, we ought to listen twice. You say, preacher, how do you listen twice? Well, you listen to what somebody says, and then you think about what you're going to say before you open those bars and let it go. Because once you let it go, it's like a rock. It's thrown, praise God. You can't get it back. And it's going to break whatever it hits. Who is this that can stop that? It's Jesus. Amen. If we ask Him to believe it, amen, He can help us. These folks knew who He was. They had studied who He was. They had the Word of God saying who He was. But to them, they was not the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart. See, we can have it in our head, but church, we need it in our hearts.
Amen.
Who is this Jesus to you? Amen. He's the Savior of your soul. Amen. He's the one that moves in. He's the one that takes up an abode. He said He had sent His Holy Spirit to abide in you. I've told you before, the Holy Spirit comes, He takes up housekeeping. Amen. Just kicks off His shoes and stays a while. Amen. He begins to convict us and help us and show us the errors of our ways and the goodness of His. The righteousness of a holy God. What's right? You say, preacher, what do you do with things that ain't right? You get rid of them. Amen.
Amen.
If you've got things in your house, your home, your life, praise God, that's a hindrance to you, get rid of them. Amen. Chunk them out. Put them in the garbage. Ask the Lord to help you. Amen. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. We got little things, you know, we like to just hold on to. So, well, that won't hurt too much. Yeah, but it won't help too much either. Amen. Anything that hurt us, we need to get rid of. Anything that'll defile, we need to get rid of. We need to put away from us. Who is it that can do that? It's Jesus. Jesus can do that for you. He can do that for you today, this morning. Well, I tell you, I'm looking forward to revival this week. I'm excited about it. I'm really excited. But in order to have that, praise God, we've got to get things right with God. We've got to be ready to receive what He's got for us. How do we do that? By realizing who He is and the help He has for us today. The help He has for you, the help He has for me. What He wants to do right here in this little place. To stir in our hearts. Give us direction. Give us hope. And give us that peace that passes understanding. To get past those things that you used to be. And say, wow. You know, I used to. Yeah, have you ever noticed? And I'm done. Have you ever noticed you go out in the world and people do things. They say things and they react to things. And you see it now and you're like, wow. Well, that looks plumb stupid. I can't believe that. And then you stop and you say, wait a minute. I used to do that. That used to be me. What changed? Who Jesus is. Who is it that done that? The Lord Jesus Christ. He makes it. We just got to let Him. You said, preacher, Pastor, how do you do that? By just coming to an old-fashioned altar and saying, Lord, I need some help. I need some help. Have you ever thought about maybe just saying, Lord, this is my issue. This is my problem. And Lord, I need You to help me with this. Don't worry about other people. Amen. Just You, us. And say, Lord, this is my issue. This is what I need help with. Lord, I'm putting my confidence in You. Who it is that can help you is Jesus. He can send the Holy Spirit of God. He's ministered to your heart. And when you start going down different avenues, that alarm beacon gone, He said, well, wait a minute. You asked me to help you. Are you going to let me? And then you just got to step back and you say, okay, Lord, what would You have me to do? Have you ever noticed that anybody ever done a good work for the Lord? We're just about continuously saying, Lord, what would You have me to do? Amen. Jesus Christ Himself asked the Father, what would You have me to do? Not Your will, not my will, but Thine be done. Lord, help me take myself out of the way that You'd have preeminence in my life to do for me, praise God, what needs to be done. He come to the Mount of Olives. He come in to Jerusalem to be the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. They received Him, praise God, but they never really knew Him. as their Lord and Savior. They knew who He's supposed to be, head knowledge, but they never had a heart knowledge. What about you today? Do you have a heart knowledge? Do you know who Jesus is?